Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness, and today is Wednesday, February 15th, the year 2023. We are on episode number 261, and here we go. We have some topics. I've written out some notes about each topic, and I'm very much looking forward to diving into some of these. Probably a little random. Some of them will tie in. I'll do my best to tie them in one after the other. I'm recording this on Tuesday evening. It's been kind of a long day, so bear with me here as the day is winding down and I'm trying to get this done before tomorrow morning. So what do we have coming up? We have, let's see, hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day. We got, the March Nutrition Challenge is coming up. We'll have that sign up for you in the gym. If you've never done one of these with us before, it's just kind of a jump start to possibly, you know, some weight loss or strength gain, or it could be a jump start to you, you know, being more consistent in the gym. You know, it's simple. It's easy. It's, you know, it's a lot of fun. Tara does a lot of the background stuff to this. You know, it's her challenge. I just, you know, I bring the paper to sign up to the gym. The cost, there is a cost to it because we do give something away at the end. I don't know if she said what it is yet, so I won't reveal that just yet. But it's a cost of $10. And she has a rule that I'm actually looking at right now on this paper is must have Facebook. Because we do a lot of this through social media. If you're not a big Facebook person, you know, that's okay. It just enhances the experience because you get to interact with people. It's a private group. So, you know, you get certain things that you're kind of paying for that $10 as well. Not only the prize at the end, but to get this information, you know, Tara takes the time to do that. So it just kind of helps pay for that. And you're kind of paying for that as well. So that's coming up. And also in March, we will have our in-house day of fitness, our 8th annual Laura Volk day of fitness, which I'm excited about. I'll start programming for that pretty intensely here in a week or so. And we'll reveal the dates for that. We'll just bounce around, make sure that we don't run into any baseball or anything like that. So those are the two big things coming up. We did our ruck this past Sunday, so that was a lot of fun. And let's see, I think that's it. I'm not missing anything. So, the last thing, the 20th is a Monday. It's President's Day. And we will have one class at 8 a.m. And we will run a open gym from 9 to 10:30. I'll probably have some coffee on. So if you want to come and hang out, get some open gym time in, I'll probably be, you know, fiddling around with a workout or something. So if you want to jump in with me, you're more than welcome to. So yeah, we'll be doing that on Monday the 20th, which is this next Monday. Speaking of President's Day, this is totally off topic and not something that I had written down, but recently I started diving into these history podcasts, and I'm going to make sure that I don't miss up the, yes, it is History That Doesn't Suck with Professor Greg Jackson. I am on episode 18 so far, and I have learned how our founding fathers were some of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. Yeah, just some of the things that our forefathers had to do to build what we have here in America. It was very eye-opening, and I loved every single episode that I've listened to so far. So I highly suggest, I don't know shit about history, especially, you know, American history. I really don't. I couldn't tell you all the presidents. I could probably barely even tell you all of our states and how they came about and things like that. But to read this or to listen to this, and then I found a history channel on YouTube, the history channel that you see on your television. Now they have a YouTube channel, and they also, I watched like the segments that, like how, you know, George Washington is president and our forefathers as well. So I watched that and I listened to these podcasts and I learned so much. They kind of went hand in hand. And I'm very happy that I started to do that. So if you're looking for something, if you're like myself and maybe you don't know a whole lot and you'd like to learn more, I highly suggest the podcast History That Doesn't Suck. And look up those YouTube channels, that YouTube channel and those videos. And I can send that to you as well. I learned a whole lot and I'm very happy that I started listening to it. It's never too old to learn, right? I mean, this is history. This stuff doesn't change. And to know that George Washington was a bad motherfucker. And he is like one of my top idols after learning about everything that he did, and that he went through. So, If you're into that kind of stuff, dive deep. I mean, that's with learning something new or learning about something that's new to you, do it. Do it this year. Do it this week. Do it right now. Just go and do it, because I am so very happy that I decided to do that. And I know that's random and, you know, a tangent that I did not think that I was going to get into, but President's Day made me think of it. So and I think that's important. I think it's important to know that kind of stuff, because I don't remember any of this shit learning it in school. And I know we have teachers at the gym and teachers that listen to this podcast, but school didn't teach me that shit. They taught me how to fucking add numbers and letters together to get the square root of some bullshit. So again, if you're like me, go find an avenue, and podcasts are a great way to do that. So I highly recommend it. Now, on to my topics. Oh, so someone recently asked me, how the year is going. Someone I haven't seen in a while. How's your year going? How's it going? They knew about the stuff that we had went through with our landlord and all that stuff. And, the other stuff personally in my life with my dad and everything. So they asked me, how's it going? And I found myself telling them how great 2023 was going, because, personally, all that stuff is behind us now. We don't have to deal with any of that, with our old landlord. So it was like, just changed. These chains were, I broke free from them, and it's going great also because I have found that I want anybody and everybody that I'm around to, like, I want it all for them. And that's been a big mind switch for me going into this year. And I want it all for everybody. And also it's going well for me because I've found that I'm willing to, and I think I kind of knew this, but I'm willing to work for whatever it is that I'm looking to get, right? And I know that if I don't put in the work, then I don't get the thing. And it took me, there was a 2-year slump there that I kind of forgot that. So I wanted to bring that up. How is your year going? And to kind of go hand in hand with that is, How is your year going with all the goals that you might have set for yourself? How is your fitness going? And are you finding that you are willing to do the necessary things in order to accomplish those goals? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to game plan? Are you willing to be diligent? Are you willing to, put in the work? Because that's what it's taking. Those are the questions I found asked. We were asking pretty much ourselves, and it made me think. Like, there was one day, in the last couple weeks that I noticed some people. You notice some people when they're doing a workout and it's getting hard that they're where their stopping point is. I can probably tell each of you where your stopping point is during a workout, just because I watch you work out. You may not even know this about yourself, and you may not even know that I take these mental notes and I notice these things. I think people, you don't know how much I notice within a workout. And I can probably tell you where most people will stop because it's getting hard. And it made me think, especially, now that I'm thinking about it, there was a conversation I had today with Deborah. She was deadlifting and she kind of hesitated for a few reps, and she asked me, like, why does that happen? It's like the box jump thing, right? A lot of people will do this with a box jump. They'll stutter step and step back, and then they'll stutter step and then step back, and then they'll stutter step one more time, and then they'll say fuck it, and then they'll start stepping up. She asked me, like, why does that happen? And I'm not a psychologist, I can't answer that question because I have no idea why people do that. And I found myself telling her, and of course this is, I don't brag at all. All of you know this. I rarely speak highly of myself whatsoever. And I told her, I don't know why that happens. One, because I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist or whatever that would fall under. But two, I don't do that. I don't find myself hesitating to go do it. I told her maybe if it was a 30-inch box jump and I was cold, I might hesitate once, but then I would just jump. And a lot of you, and again, that's not braggy, right? It's just maybe, to be honest with you, I'm probably just too stupid to stutter step or to second guess something like that. The more and more I think about it, the more and more I'm just kind of rolling with this right now, is a lot of times I think people are, it's not a giving up on themselves, but it's a, they believed in themselves at the beginning of this 12-minute AMRAP, and now we're 8 minutes in, and that belief is starting to dwindle. I'm getting tired. My legs are heavy. I'm breathing heavy. I'm sweating everywhere. This dumbbell is getting heavier and heavier. That box is getting higher and higher. Those calories, they're getting, they're turning slower and slower. And it makes me think, I, for one, and I'm speaking personally, I don't know if anyone else goes through this. I don't think a lot of people do, but I, for one, when I'm working out and I find myself dragging ass or feeling, like, oh, this barbell is getting heavy, this dumbbell is getting heavy, whatever it is. When I'm tired, I think about this. What are you going to do when all the will that you have had, maybe that you started with at the beginning of this 12-minute AMRAP, all this will and this energy that you had at the start of it, what happens when you get tired and out of breath? And it's going to, I think of this, and this is my personal view, it's either I'm going to stop and rest or die, or I'm achieving the thing. I'm going to get through it. I'm going to get through another round. I'm going to complete it in the time cap. I'm going to die trying, pretty much. And I think the hesitation in that question, that and that conversation that Deborah and I had, I could have taken it to this, this step further had I had thought about it. That some people are willing to die trying, while I would say very few people are willing to die trying, especially because we're talking about working out, right? This is not life or death, for the most part. But if you don't have that mentality with a simple thing like working out, I don't feel like most people can have that mentality about anything. And not saying that you have to do that in order to be successful, but I found that very little people have that about them that aren't successful. Most successful people that I've met, if you work out with somebody, you can tell a lot about a motherfucker when you work out with them. And I have yet to see a lot of that in the general population over the years. I've rarely seen that die trying mentality. And again, we're talking about working out, right? But again, if you just think about it, are you willing to die during a workout in order to get better? And if you're not, and please don't get upset about this, are you where you want to be? Are you not happy? You could be happy. Absolutely, you can be happy and not try to kill yourself during a workout. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, what was the thing that you wanted most out of your life that maybe you didn't go and do because you didn't die trying? I hope that's coming across right. I think I said that the way I wanted it to come out. So think about that when you're doing the next workout and you're getting tired. Are you going to fucking slow up? Are you going to do the Tyson fucking walkabout? Are you going to put your hands on your knees and wait for the time to run out? Are you going to cut a rep short, 2 to 3 reps just to move on to the next movement? Are you looking for that shortcut, or are you willing to put your head down, and finish the fucking workout. I would love it if you're somebody who's like, and you got to be honest with yourself, right? So if you're not honest with yourself, of course, you know, I can't ask this of you, but if you're someone who's really honest with themselves, and I'm going to correlate this to grabbing many, multiple dumbbells here in a second, because that's one of my topics. If you are really honest with yourself and you're somebody who's like, man, yes, I understand what he's saying. I wanted to own my own business one day, but it didn't work out because X, Y, and Z. What if the next month or two you push yourself so hard and you're proving to yourself something on a daily basis? What if the third month, that idea you had for a business, you actually started running with it? Or you went back to school because you wanted to, you know, complete this, or you wanted to start the family, or you wanted to get the raise, or you wanted to ask out the girl, whatever it is. What if by month three you were doing it because you were willing to die trying with a simple thing as working out? I want you to, if you're honest with yourself, talk to me in 3 months from now. If you're listening to this, I would love to know if that turned out any different for you. So please let me know if you're willing to do that, or let me know in 3 months if you're doing the thing. I'd love to know that. So this whole, am I willing to die for this workout? Right. Of course, that's a very broad, silly analogy, but I think it's coming across now that I've explained it. Choosing a dumbbell. What I have noticed, and actually someone said to me a couple days ago, after hearing someone say that they listened to the podcast for the first time and said that, you're like my, like a shrink. And I said, no, please God, don't think of me as a psychologist at any point in time of your life. Excuse me. And someone listening said, you have to give yourself more credit, I think. And, you know, I kind of brushed it off at first. And then I thought about it. Not only do I have to give myself more credit, but I feel like a lot of you have to give yourself more credit. And this is where picking a dumbbell, something as simple as picking a dumbbell, comes into play. I give all of you so much shit if you choose more than one dumbbell. I really do. And I do it for a reason. Because what it's telling me, and what you may not realize it's saying about you, is that you don't believe in yourself enough, and you do not give yourself enough credit. Now, something like we did on Monday, where we're using a set of dumbbells for high pulls and kneeling presses and curls and God knows what else, you know, lunges and, you know, lateral step lunges and squats. Like, I get it. You want a choice. But there's going to be a day where you don't have a fucking choice to go pick up a 70-pound toddler. Kid. I don't fucking know how much is 70-pound. You know, you don't have a choice every fucking day. You won't have a choice of how much your groceries weigh when you want to pick them up and bring them in one trip. You won't have a fucking choice of how much your aunt weighs if you have to pick her up dead weight from the ground. And one of our members had to do that not too long ago and told me about it. So I was very proud of them for. You don't have a choice of the weight of something in the real world. So why the fuck are you giving yourself a choice here in class? And I'm going to give you an example of what I did for the workout on Monday. And if you weren't there on Monday, we did four movements that focused on our upper body, our lower body, our midline, and our back. So we had things like bent over rows and upright rows and kneeling presses and squats and overhead lunges. And you had options there, right? I chose 25-pound dumbbells. Could I have done 30s or 35s? Probably. But I chose to do more reps on the movements such as the kneeling press, because 25 pounds really isn't that, you know, heavy for me personally for a kneeling press. But I knew that the curls and the high pulls were going to be difficult. And I also gave everybody the option of alternating once we hit that halfway, that 17-second mark. So everybody had this information, but still some of you chose to have, and I'm not exaggerating, 7 weights. You gave yourself 7 options where you would be better off challenging yourself like I did with two specific movements. And not that the other movements were easy. The other movements were not fucking easy. But you know what I did? I did more reps. And why some people, I've said this before and I've explained this, you know, I feel like I beat a dead horse when I talk about this stuff, this specifically. I've explained that before. And still some of you will choose 17 different weights. And what that's telling me is that you don't have the confidence in yourself to go heavy. And now I'm talking, I'm not shitting you, seven weights. So if you have a 20, a 20, some 20s, some 25s, 30s, what happens if it's a full class, by the way, you fucking inconsiderate motherfucker? If I'm going to pick the middle ground, because I'm going to challenge myself with a handful of movements, and then I'm going to challenge myself with the other movements. I'm just going to go faster or maybe get more reps in with them. Which is the same, like you're still challenging yourself. That's what I don't understand. Why you challenge yourself with some things, but not with others. So next time you're picking dumbbells or a dumbbell, don't give yourself a choice. You're going to have to choose what's fucking difficult sometimes. You're going to have to choose what's difficult. You're going to have to choose what's hard. Even if it means I only got 6 or 7 reps in a 35 second span, that's fine. Totally fine. Because then I'm going to get 20 to 25 reps in another. And that's even better. And it's the best of both worlds right there, in my opinion. So stop giving yourself outs. Stop giving yourself outs to make something easier. That's what I hear all the time. Well, it's too hard. Fuck, it's too hard. What the fuck is hard? You're in a fucking gym working out. It's supposed to be fucking hard. Impossible? No. Of course, if I can't do one fucking upright row with my 30-pound fucking dumbbells, I know I made the wrong fucking choice. But I'd rather do the one fucking rep than 20 with 12-pound dumbbells. Start pushing yourself. Start believing in yourself, because what we do, and I have this written down, we don't let MEFers not believe in themselves. And that's what you're saying when you're grabbing multiples. You're waving this fucking white flag before the fucking workout even starts. You can still do the workout. It can still be a great workout. I don't give a shit. You still gave yourself outs. And that, if that were me personally, that's not a win. Showing up, I mean, now I sound like an asshole, right? Showing up is part of, is the whole thing. Yeah, the heaviest object in our fucking facility is the front door. Not a doubt about that. Walking through the door every day is difficult. I get it. But if you're able to walk through it every day, you're able to challenge yourself a little bit. So start doing it. Now, that's going to lead me into this last little bit. And I'm going to talk about two different businesses. And I really wanted to talk about this because I feel like some of you, especially some of you newer people, you see me and you hear me talking shit to a lot of the people. The 5:15 class, I'm telling you right now, you guys are the worst. 5:15 p.m., you guys are the worst behaved. You talk too fucking much. You fuck around too much. But that doesn't mean I don't love you all. Right? That does not mean that at all. Do I wish that you would sometimes just shut the fuck up and listen and do exactly what I ask of you and just put your head down and do some work? You're goddamn right. That's exactly what I would want from you. But I don't get that from you guys. And that's okay. You're my most challenging class to get through. You're my maybe it's because it's the end of the day, but whatever. And I think some new people see me talk to certain people and they're like, oh man, he's a dick. Yes, but I've put up with a lot of their shit for a long time. And sometimes it gets old, sometimes a little grumpier than other days, but I still have love for every single person that I talk shit to. With that said, I will go above and beyond for anyone that is a member of our gym in any way that I can. If at any point in time someone needs a free month, if at any point in time someone needs some extra help, someone to talk to, references for something, I am 100% willing to help out in any way that I can. And that's what brings me to being the best. If you are in a customer service setting, please do your best every day, because I'm about to give you two different examples that makes me my blood boil, and one makes my heart happy. The first one, we have ordered from Custom Ink probably more times than any other business in our area has in the 10 years that we've been in business. Excuse me. And I got a call last week, random call, and I picked it up, and it was, oh, I should pull up her name. One second. I'm going to give her a shout out here. Oh, her name is Kim Williams. So Kim gives me this phone call. It was last Wednesday, actually. And she's telling me, you know, she's asking me, how I like Custom Ink, if there's anything that she can answer at the moment, because she's been assigned as my key account program manager. I was like, that's fucking weird. I've never gotten a phone call like this. Well, Kim starts, you know, asking me these questions, and at a certain point in time in our conversation, you know, she asks like, well, how was your last order? And I said, it was great. We love the material. The print came out great. She's like, I see you got that vibrant green. So how did that turn out? I said, it's magnificent every time, yada, yada, yada. And then she pulls this one out. Old Kim says, well, I see here that you're going to be celebrating your 10th year in business this year. Is that right? And when I tell you, it was dead silent. And I looked at my wife and I said, I worded with my mouth, what the fuck? Because there is no way Kim from Custom Ink should know that I've been in business 10 years this year. There is nothing anywhere that says that I filled out anywhere on their website. This is how great Kim was. Kim went back and looked at every single garment that we had ever done with them. She had the exact amount of things that we had printed with them, as far as how many different, garments we did. Plus the last order, she knew how many we ordered. She's like, so you're probably a small facility, but I see you ordered 53 sweatshirts this last time. Oh, and I also see that it's going to be your 10th year anniversary this year. Is that right? So she went back and she looked and she saw on a garment that it said established in 2013. Kim did her homework. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is not another place that I'm going to do one of our larger orders from than from Custom Ink, because the way Kim made me feel with that phone call, she made me feel appreciated. She did an excellent job doing her homework and bringing up things that matter. She didn't just ask me, well, how do you like the garments? Were you satisfied with the print? Were there any smudges or anything like that? No, she went above and beyond, and it probably took her 2 minutes, right? So Custom Ink, I can't rave about them enough, and I wanted to take some time here and give Kim a shout out and Custom Ink a shout out. If you need anything large order wise, go with them. We have a smaller print lady that we all know and love here at the gym. Her name is Tiffany. So please, if you have a smaller order, a small run, she could do the larger ones too, I'm sure, but smaller runs for sure. We go through Tiffany, but Custom Ink is my spot when it comes to these. So I highly recommend them. Now let me give you the reverse. And this is what I strive not to be. I strive to be like Kim with Custom Ink when it comes to, hey, I need to cancel. Hey, this happened. Can you refund this? And I try to be on it as fast as I can for you guys. So that's what I try to mimic, right? I try to be like Custom Ink, and so should you. You should try to be like Custom Ink. Now, beginning of this year, I think I told you guys how I was excited about this little mentor program that I was going to be jumping into, and I ended up jumping into it, and it was not everything that I thought it was going to be. Right? You were mostly jumping in this chat room. If I'm not mistaken, it's called Discord, is an app. I don't fucking know. I didn't fucking like it whatsoever. So I ended up canceling my membership. But one of the things that got me to sign up was, this was a dude who started his own clothing company called Hate Brand Goods. I own their shirts. Tara owns some of their shirts. I've met the owner of this company, and he was doing a deal. It was $100 for your first month of this mentorship thing. Excuse me. And you got one of their new hoodies and t-shirts from their new company. They're kind of growing out of the Hate brand, kind of getting rid of it, and going into this thing called Not Dead Yet. So here I am thinking I'm going to get a month of mentorship, and I was going to get a hoodie and a t-shirt, right? It's a good deal. It's a great deal. Couldn't ask for anything more. Well, the weeks start going by, and I tell my wife, I'm like, man, you know, I haven't gotten that, you know, the hoodie or the sweatshirt. They even asked my size. You know, at checkout, they didn't ask my size at any point in time after I joined the group. I don't think I'm going to get this. She's like, no, they'll ask you. They'll ask you. Well, finally, about like the third weekend, I was like, I messaged one of the guys. And again, it's Discord. You got to like jump in there. You can have conversations about whatever. And I just wasn't utilizing it. It was on me. Nothing to do with them, right? It's on me because I had to jump in there and I just never jumped in there. So after about week three, I hit him up and I was like, hey, I don't want you to think that I just joined to get a hoodie and a t-shirt, but I wasn't even asked my size. Where would I do that? Guy goes, no problem. What's your size? Send it here. And then they actually even put it into the groups like, hey, if you didn't get your size in, please send it here. So I was like, okay, cool. Maybe I wasn't the only one. Well, another week went by and I decided, I was like, you know what? This isn't for me. So I went on to the website and I just canceled my membership. So it was going to be 200 every month from there on. So I'm like, okay, that's done. That's fine. It didn't work out. Whatever. Well, you know, 2 weeks later after that, well, I mean, we're in February now. So this was last week. I realized I never got my fucking apparel. And it's not even the fact that I didn't get the apparel, because of course I didn't join for the apparel. It was just an, you know, nice added bonus. So I emailed them yesterday being Monday. And I said, you know, I really want just to make sure that if this happened to anybody else, you guys just know. And I give them, you know, the spiel. I stopped my membership. This is why. I don't think it's anything to do with your guys' program. It's on me, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to read you the email that I got back from the owner, the dude that I have met before. And so, hey, Ralphie, so-and-so will get you a hoodie and a tee. Why didn't you commit? Or did you just want the hoodie and the tee? I'm honestly curious to why take the effort to sign up and then never just go for it. The door is always open to make the change that you want. Join the group and do the work. The hoodie isn't going to bring you the change you want in yourself. And then he signed it his name. And when I tell you I'd much rather have gotten nothing than that response, I can't express that enough, because I had already described to him that it was on me. Nothing to do with you guys. It was on me. I didn't commit to this. I didn't take the time to learn this Discord thing and blah, 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 blah. I already took that responsibility. And to blatantly say, oh, you just joined because you wanted the hoodie and the t-shirt. No, motherfucker, that's not why I did it. And again, I'm giving you two ends of the spectrum here to give you an idea. If you are somebody in customer service, or you have to do customer service at any point in time for your job, or just being courteous to fucking people throughout the day. I know, coming from me, right? Be more like Kim and less like, his name's Matt. So be more like Kim and less like Matt. And I wanted to bring that up because I feel it's important, because I do my very best to make sure that I give you guys as much as I can when it comes to the customer service aspect of the gym, whether it's, you know, giving you a refund, giving you a free month, you know, to help out if I can, you know, all that stuff. So that's it, guys. I fucking rambled on and on. But I hope I gave you something to think about. Again, if you are someone in 3 months from now, you decided to die trying while you're working out, I want to know how that benefited you outside of the gym. So that's it, everybody. I appreciate you all very, very much for listening in. You know, all three of you. I love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Have a great day. We'll see you in the gym.